Welcome to Folk Box, a weekly feature of the Voice of Russia World Service. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. Today we offer you yet another program in the series Who Lives in Russia? Who? An incredible number of peoples, both large and small, to be more exact, over 150. In the far north of our country alone, there are over 20 different peoples, each one of them quite unique, both in number — we have those that number no more than 1,000 folk — and in their amazingly preserved traditions that go back to the hoary past. Today we're setting off to the far north, the Chukchi Peninsula, the name it received from the ancient people residing there, Chukchi, 15,000 people, a very ancient land. Beyond the polar circle, at the very end of the earth. Indeed, there is nothing beyond it but glaring white ice of the Arctic. The name of almost every people means something. In olden times, Chukchi called themselves Chao Chu, which means rich in deer. Something that is perfectly understandable. The Chukchi have been breeding reindeer for no less than 2,000 years. There was a time when the herd of just one family numbered up to 12,000 head. Hardly surprising that the Chukchi songs are all about this animal. For thousands of years, all their life was linked with the deer. Tending to the herds all year round, day and night, their Yaranga huts covered in layers of deerskin. Remarkably beautiful clothes from deerskin too. A curious detail, it's believed that women's trousers are an invention of the 20th century. Well, in fact, the Chukchi women have been wearing them for thousands of years. They're sewn from deerskin, and how could it be otherwise, considering that the winter frosts here reach below minus 50 degrees Celsius? and the Chukchi who live on the shores of the Arctic Ocean are all hunters of the sea. This naturally determines the characters of their legends and tales. The whales. The multitude of birds. Beautiful Chukchi legend. On the far horizon stand intractable mountain cliffs. They either draw together or spread out, admitting the spirits of the deceased into the heavens. Only those who are worthy of being admitted there. And the migrating birds also pass through these openings in the cliffs.
Hey, 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 hey
There is an interesting peculiarity of the Chukchi traditions. The ancient Chukchi did not have any holidays connected with the change of the seasons. The Chukchi would organize feasts at the time when they gathered deer antlers, or when the menfolk returned from walrus hunting or whale hunting. A remarkable dance would be performed, a seated one. The women would sit in a circle on the ground, and all the dance movements were performed with the arms. Music instruments. Like all northern folk, the Chukchi play their own version of the vargan, a metal, wooden or ivory horseshoe shape with a tightly drawn string across it. However, their principal instrument is yarar, the tambourine, an instrument considered sacred. It's passed on from generation to generation as a sacred relic of the family.
Oh,
plays the arar, adults and young alike. Ordinary folk use a thin whalebone stick to play it, while the shamans, and they still do exist, strike the tambourine with a thick stick that has a soft tip. Peculiarity of the Chukchi folklore, every person has personal, private songs and tunes, no less than three. One receives the first melody from one's parents as a gift at birth, and the others one invents oneself. And legends, the world of nature reigns, both real and imaginary. Here you have the gigantic bird that awakens thunder with the beating of its wings, and the cowfish that in summer turns into a wolf, a monstrously large cosmic fish hailing to the time of the creation of the world. And there is the principal character, the black crow, in the language of the Chukchi Kurkul, the maker of the world who gave life to nature and to man, and who provided man with fire.
Yeah. Kene kau titi darikan, kentar gin kineil, gemegroeret, nana naite.
The amazing world of the Chukchi tales, where all the facets of nature come together, animals, birds, snows and winds and plants, conducting a wondrous dialogue in one common cosmic language. But that is a separate theme, which we shall return to in our following edition. Tune in to Folkbox same time every week.